Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, Beware of an Angry Crowd.
The reading is from the 12th chapter of John's Gospel. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus returned to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil made from genuine nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of the disciples, and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the people were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. The good news of Jesus. Sisters and brothers, how painfully current this passage is. Think of a close election and the near overturn of our democracy on January 6, 2021. A large crowd assembled and stormed the U.S. Capitol, chanting, "Hang Mike Pence, kill Speaker Pelosi." Let's substitute the name Jesus. Let's substitute Lazarus. Political mobs and religious mobs. The two are mostly mixed, and history repeats itself. In the gospel story, Jesus doesn't call on divinity, but gives his humanity for all the rest of us. Then we, in our history, periodically try to become gods with a small g. When I was young, we would gather a few times each year as an extended family, and inevitably some conversations could turn a bit toxic, and someone would loudly announce, "Politics and religion don't mix." That idea, I have come to know, is very inaccurate. Every human endeavor is either morally good or morally evil. That means politics is either moral or immoral. We will never be perfect in this life, but we need to work toward finding the common good. Freedom is not doing what I want, no matter what. Freedom is acting and living with one another, with a constant attempt to be in harmony, always seeking love, rejecting hate. So, in this gospel scene, is a dinner in honor of Jesus for bringing a good friend, Lazarus, back to the living. The family, of course, is ecstatic, and we can only imagine how Lazarus feels. Martha is at her best as hostess, and Mary is over the top in gratitude and uses a large liter jar of nard to anoint Jesus. Nard comes from a honeysuckle that only grows in the Himalayas, and at that time was very expensive and very precious. Judas, from the Palestinian town of Iscariot, was the business manager, but he was also cooking the books, so he thinks only how much money might be involved. Then Jesus explained this is preparation for his burial, and he makes a seemingly contradictory statement about the poor always being with us. Most other references in the New Testament are the preferential option of caring for the poor and bringing them out of poverty. So this statement is not an excuse, but is a gentle rebuttal to Judas, as Jesus knows, in fact, that Judas is really looking out for himself. And we are told that some were genuinely stunned at the resurrection of Lazarus. And because of that, the power brokers wanted to kill both Lazarus and Jesus. Can we learn from the Spirit to seek harmony and not division?